Welcome to Signs of Empowerment. My name is Giovanna. I'm a spiritual life coach, motivational speaker, and published author. If you've been seeking clarity and desperately wanting some motivation to overcome your fears and step into your greatness, this is the podcast for you. On here, we'll go in depth uncovering our darkness as I provide tools to help you unlock your greatness. Stay tuned. I look forward to connecting. It is time to break free from our fears and understand them from a different angle, a different viewpoint, a different position, so that we are no longer holding our fears with resentment, but we are becoming empowered by them. If you feel like your struggle has been the fear of perfection, that's normal. If you feel like you have been scared to be vulnerable, that's normal. I know exactly where you're coming from, feeling that you need to be perfect. Not understanding where that perfectionism comes from. No one can be perfect. That's almost an unattainable goal. What we need to do is we need to listen to our heart and try not to listen so much to our mind. Our mind can trip us up and have us resist the urge to grow and push past the fears. It becomes comfortable knowing what scares us and staying a safe distance away from it. There is a balance that we must learn along the way, our own sort of tango with our own darkness. Sometimes we get in our own way and we listen to that voice within. We need to take heed to our higher self, for it will never lead us astray. Ask for signs and clarity of what you need to do to heal and to understand, to gain deeper clarity and freedom in who you are. You are the main focus of your reality, and you always have been. It's just sometimes we get distracted. Once we get deep into our healing, we realize, as I'm healing myself, I'm also able to heal and help others. Our darkness is connected. Our fears are almost aligned. Don't resist the urge to heal. Don't fight this pull into your darkness. And understand your insecurities by going with the flow and getting sucked in. Do you know why? Because we must face the monster in the closet. We must go deep within to uncover what we are resisting and what is holding us back. We must take the power away. This resisting to letting yourself be vulnerable is natural. And like you said, it's very common with how we were brought up. If I told you where the magic was hidden, would you go find it? If I told you where you could find the fuel to help your dreams come true, would you go fill up? If I told you that things would magically change and shift in your reality, if you did one thing, would you do it? Deep within your darkness and under all of your insecurities is where the magic is. That is where your freedom is. That is where the strength is. All wrapped up and uncovered in the unknown. You are the key to unlocking your fears. When you stop trying to be perfect, when you stop resisting the urge to feel, when you can begin to look in the mirror and truly become friends with your reflection. That is when you will begin to see yourself in a new light. It's not about being at the point where you need to be perfect. Believe me, it sounds great, but it's a great excuse that will keep you held back for years. Because by the time you feel that you're all polished, ready to share with the world your message, you've missed out on all the good stuff. It was while you were walking in your darkness that you uncover your greatness. Your superpower has been what you have been resisting, and that is your vulnerability. Your vulnerability to feel, your vulnerability to share, your vulnerability to simply be you. The world is not expecting anything. You are the one putting these unrealistic expectations on yourself. We all do. We're all guilty of it. This is something we can all relate to and connect on a divine level. The resistance to share vulnerability, to share our process and our journey, to open up about our progress, our fails, our insecurities. No matter what, we need to begin to share our journey along the way. This is how we can relate and connect with people on a deeper spiritual level. We can encourage others to heal because we are taking time to heal. You may be thinking that you wasted time or that you're behind schedule, but you're not. This is divine timing and pre-planned. All of your setbacks were set ups. This question of self, this confusion of who you are, sharing with the world who you are and who you want to become, is part of your journey. It's time to embrace this energy coming forward. Take time to sit with yourself. Take time to simply rest, to reset. Do what you feel called to do, but whatever you do, start to live with intention. Become clear with yourself who you are. Today, on top of writing your affirmations that you can do it, that it's possible, write out who you are. Fill yourself up with visions of the future and begin to live as if rather than dreaming of becoming. You've got this. You can do this. It's time to face your fears and overcome this insecurity of needing to be perfect. Your perfection is within sharing your vulnerability. It's okay not to have it all figured out. It's time we learn to have fun as we peel back the layers and find out who we are as a whole, not as the pieces we pick up, but as the whole that we are putting together. It is time to embrace this energy, this chaos, and this light that is coming through your darkness with each word that you use to break free from the fears that have held you back.